Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today we have the 77th day of 2019, leaving us 288 days until 2020. We have a wonderful paradox underway for the next several months as the gradient of time gradually increases, feeling as if it is speeding up, while simultaneously the darkness decreases, so we have the sensation of daylight lengthening the year. To our south in Mexico today, many citizens are observing the national holiday commemorating Benito Juarez, whose major contributions to his fellow Mexicans were in the mid-19th century, when he helped reduce the influences of the Catholic Church in Mexico and brought about reforms for equal rights of native people there at the time. Benito's birthday is actually March 21st, but like countries everywhere, Mexico has many observances of the movable feast variety, which wander back and forth across the calendar so as to accommodate the making of a long weekend by making Monday a holiday. Ciudad Juarez is named after Benito, sitting on the other side of the border from El Paso. Juarez is the most populous city in the Mexican state of Chihuahua, and together, Juarez-El Paso is the second most populated binational metropolitan zone on the Mexican-U.S. border, the first being Tijuana-San Diego to the west. By now, most of us have recuperated from the loss of an hour a week ago when we sprang ahead to create this year's rendition of Eastern Daylight Savings Time. A few days ago, we had the Ides of March, possibly most famous for the demise of Julius Caesar in 44 BC at the hands of a group of Roman nobles, including Brutus and Cassius. But the Ides of March are also important as that date when Cristobal Colón, otherwise known as Christopher Columbus, returned to Palos de la Frontera, Spain, after conducting his first voyage to the Western Hemisphere 2 months before. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, Columbus's principal sponsors for that first voyage, were extremely pleased with the explorer's reports, and as a result endorsed and otherwise underwrote his subsequent voyages, meaning that Columbus would be setting the standard for what would become Western Europe's typically abysmal approach to dealing with much associated with the New World, especially its resources and indigenous inhabitants. Also this past Friday, on the 15th of March, 199 years ago, Maine became the 23rd state. 103 years ago this past Friday, a U.S. expeditionary force led by Brigadier General John J. Pershing entered Mexico in pursuit of Pancho Villa, whose raiders had attacked Columbus, New Mexico, killing 18 U.S. citizens. Ultimately, Pershing's mission would prove futile, given Pancho Villa's expertise at staying just enough ahead of the enemy to inflict damage while also eluding capture. Purportedly, Villa never spent an entire night sleeping in the same place, but would change locations at least twice, and sometimes three times. This evening and the next couple of evenings in the eastern sky at nightfall, a nearly full moon will be moving through the constellation Leo and keep in close company with the star Regulus. Concurrently, the vernal equinox will be underway, occurring on the 20th of March at 5:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, ushering in as well a full supermoon, also known as the full worm moon, or the full sap moon. Today in 1965, just days before the U.S. planned to launch its first two-man spaceship, Soviet cosmonaut Lieutenant Colonel Alexei Leonov became the first man to walk in space when he exited the spacecraft Vostok 2 for a short spin. He completed a somersault and then took photographs of space. 2 years before, Vanessa Williams had been born today in New York City. Both her parents were public school music teachers, and they raised Vanessa and her brother in a Catholic household in the suburban community of Millwood, New York. Vanessa played French horn and piano and was a bit of a singing star at her high school, decided to try show business, and had some nude photos taken while attempting to establish herself, though assuming the photos would never appear. After entering a beauty contest to gain public attention and then working her way up the pyramid of contests to the Miss America crown, she had just weeks left in her reign when the photos were printed in Penthouse magazine, prompting pageant officials to force her resignation, along with withdrawing $2 million worth of endorsements, two scheduled appearances on Bob Hope specials, a starring role in the Broadway show My One and Only, and the job of hosting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Never one to shy away from a struggle, however, Vanessa had rebuilt her career by the 1990s with a hit album. Today is the birthday in 1911 of Smiley Burnett, born Lester Alvin Burnett, who became famous for playing sidekick to Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and other B-movie cowboys, but who also was a prolific singer-songwriter who could play dozens of different musical instruments. Today is also the birthday of President Grover Cleveland in 1837, of actor Peter Graves in 1926, of American journalist, editor, and actor George Plimpton in 1927, of African-American singer-songwriter Wilson Pickett in 1941, and of American speed skater Bonnie Blair in 1964. The ice patches on the pavement are becoming fewer than they were in the recent past, which tends to nudge my thinking that conditions are improving whenever I am riding a motorcycle these days. Technically, we will have spring on Wednesday. The snow still lying about is a good thing, too, and will make for a good whitewater paddling season if we are lucky. From Orono, Maine, happy spring. Thanks a lot, Kathleen.
I turned it off.
You should have fucking picked the thing up so it quit ringing.
I did.
No, you didn't. It rang four fucking times. This is all becoming useless and pointless. You're right here, you know radio recording, and you can't even fucking help. I would have been on that instantly for you.